This is the Daily Daughters of Promise feature just for women, and I'm Christine Wurtzen. If we know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are reborn, reparented, and resilient, the only way to live. And God makes this possible for all who are adopted into His family. I'm glad you've joined me. Today's program is coming in a moment. Many live their life as the object of someone's wrath. Through no fault of their own, they share the same last name as someone who harbors rage over the ways their life has failed to deliver what they think they deserve. The reservoir is full, and it just takes the mildest of annoyances to cause an overflow. When I think about an explosive person, I picture them as having no elastic left in the rubber band of their patience. It has already been stretched out by stuff prior to the encounter. If you've lived long enough as the object of someone's wrath, I bet these things are true. You assume that you're the problem. You suffer from extreme anxiety. You hate yourself for being weak. While implementing spiritual coping skills is the topic of another program, there's something far more pressing to talk about here. If I'm a child of God, I was once the object of God's wrath. My sin marked me, and I couldn't fix it. Only Jesus could. Paul said it like this: we were by nature children of wrath, but God being rich in mercy. Boy, never has there been a transition in Scripture more beautiful than this. The phrase, but God. Jesus took the wrath God had stored up for me, and I am now under His favor. For Daughters of Promise, I'm Christine Wurtzen.